Most stations used to simulcast the same programmes on AM and FM, a little like we do on FM and DAB now. This week in 1990, Radio 2 at last said farewell to its medium wave frequencies, ready to hand them over to the new Radio 5.
Hello, this is Desmond Carrington, and if you're wondering where Radio 2 all-time greats has got to, well, we're on FM only from now on.
If you want to hear your Radio 2 favourites, then join us now by switching to the FM waveband. You'll find that we're the first station on the dial. We're between 88 and 91 FM.
1990. And another new BBC service took its first loud breath this week, 13 years ago.
I'm DJ Femme Fatale.
My name's L Double, and I will be dropping the drum and bass on One Extra.
I'm Casey. I'm going to be doing the breakfast show.
What's going to make this station unique are the people running it and the people working for it. They're all 100% dedicated to music. They're lovers of the music.
I love you.
And in 5 years' time...
Love you.
I think we'll be major players in the field of black music in the UK, if not the player in the field.
The start of One Extra in the morning of the 16th of August 2002. And that date, the 16th of August, is sealed in the minds of many music fans.
Radio Luxembourg.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tony Prince. 15 minutes ago, I walked into the studio here in Luxembourg, and Mark Wesley imported the news on me that the Daily Mirror had confirmed to him that Elvis Presley has died in the United States of America. This radio station was the first radio station in Europe to ever feature the man and his music.
Radio responding to the death of Elvis this week in 1977. It's 20 years this week since we lost Alan Dell.
Let us just point out here that we over here have produced our own indigenous rock and roll with instinctive humor. Indeed, may we bring you and to your attention, if you've not already heard it, this record by Gale Warning and the Weathermen of Met Rock.
Alan Dell, who died this week in 1995, he'd been one of the earliest chart presenters and an inspiration for John Peel, too. On the 15th of August 1967, Radio Caroline famously continued despite the new anti-pirate laws.
And as we enter this new phase in our broadcasting history, you naturally have our assurance that we intend to stay on the air because we belong to you and we love you.
Well, they tried, but the forces of government and the weather defeated the ship. But this same week in 83, Caroline returned on a new vessel.
Caroline on 319, and we started off with the Zombies. She's not there. The Yardbirds followed with A Heart Full of Soul, and then Scott Walker and Jackie. The Who, Bubba O'Reilly, finished us off, and in between those, Julie Driscoll and A Road to Cairo. This is Caroline on 319.
Radio Caroline this week in 83 at the start of her final voyage. And hark at that generator too. Years ago, cigarette advertising was allowed on radio. And this week in 1968, one of the most famous ad campaigns launched. It was made by Leo Burnett. It was hailed by David Ogilvy as part of the best ad campaign ever.
Everywhere in the USA, from Philadelphia to San Francisco Bay, getting bigger all over this great big land, the big flavored Marlboro brand.
Come to Marlboro country.
Of course, we didn't hear too many cigarette ads on British radio because there was so little commercial radio over here back then, but we did hear them beamed in on stations like Radio Luxembourg.
Reach for the wide, exciting world of Peter Stuyvesant. Rich, choice tobaccos in king size. Peter Stuyvesant, youngest of the world brands and smoothest by far.
Light up a Richmond.
Richmond, just 4 and 3 for 20. Remember that next time you buy cigarettes.
Oh, I shall. Farewell cigarette advertising on broadcast media. It was banned here in 1965. This week in 1920 in Detroit, a station called 8MK began. It was owned by a newspaper and it was the world's first licensed commercial radio station. After a couple of weeks, it became the first station to broadcast news as well. 95 years later, that station's still on air.
That's traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8s.
News, traffic, weather, News Radio 950, WWJ, a CBS radio station.
And
And good evening. I'm Stephanie Davis, and these are the top stories coming up on Detroit's only all-news radio station.
Happy birthday, Stephanie. Happy 95th birthday, 8MK, now WWJ News Radio 950. So, with John Humphreys celebrating his 72nd birthday...
The phrase, can of beans, comes to mind.
The first syndication of Howard Stern show in the States 30 years ago...
What if I moved to Sirius Satellite Radio and rebuilt... Radio.
Simon Bates quitting Classic for Smooth 5 years ago.
And then the fears came true. 3 days into the honeymoon, Chris collapsed.
The death of ultimate deep voiceover man Bill Mitchell 18 years ago.
Spreading sunshine on 303.
Everybody had one of his jingles. And the announcement that Mark Goodyear was to leave Radio 1 13 years ago.
There have been certain things going on at Radio 1 in the last few years. And they've been very good, really.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
And we love-